an agreement was signed before the SADC mediator, South African Deputy President Cyril Ramaphosa, today. And the agreement is called Maseru Facilitation Declaration. Now, this agreement was signed by the nine political parties registered in the Independent Electoral Commission in Lesotho. And those parties include the three parties that form the coalition government. Basically, what the agreement says is that Parliament will be reconvened by the head of state of the Kingdom of Lesotho, His Majesty King Letsie III, on 17th October 2014. And the second most important point is that national general elections will be held towards the end of February 2015 on a date to be set by His Majesty the King. And another important point is that Parliament will be dissolved at the beginning of December 2014 to prepare for the holding of the general elections. And the fourth most important point is that the business of Parliament between the 17th October 2014 and its dissolution at the beginning of December 2014 will be strictly limited to the passing of a budget for the holding of the elections and all other election related matters. And the agreement also called upon all political parties represented in the Parliament of Lesotho to recognize their responsibility to the people of the Kingdom of Lesotho and to respect the Constitution, uphold democratic principles, and secure the restoration of peace and of political stability and security in this country. No. Basically, these are the most important points contained in this agreement signed today.
Was the issue of stability and security improvement discussed at this meeting? And because concerns have been raised about the renegade general who some people accuse of being the mastermind of the alleged attempted coup, was this raised at this meeting and how was it handled?
It was raised, but it was decided by the facilitator or the mediator himself that he will first deal with the parliament issue. And next week, he's coming back to Lesotho again, now to tackle the security concerns, the security challenges facing the country. But what I can tell you is that before today's signing of this agreement, Deputy President Ramaphosa had a brief meeting with this renegade general, Lieutenant General Tamudi. And that meeting was just to pave way for a series of consultations and meetings that he will be holding next week when he comes back to Lesotho, solely to address the security concerns and challenges facing the country.
With this level of agreement unanimously signed by these three political parties in the coalition government, some people are suggesting that that could possibly ease political tension in the country. What do you see about this assessment by some political analysts in the kingdom?
I think that this is a step in the right direction. The signing of this agreement is a step in the right direction. Since we had no alternative, we had exhausted all means of trying to restore law and order, to restore peace and stability in this country. Now, the fact that this agreement was signed unanimously by all political parties, including opposition parties in the country, shows that there is some light at the end of the tunnel. And we are hoping, like you are saying, that this will bring, will ease the prevailing tension in the country right now.
How are Basotho handling this agreement that was signed today?
Basotho were very happy in the sense that they had come to accept that the coalition government has crumbled. There was no way that the coalition government could work together again. And they think that the best way out is for us as a nation to go for general elections. So I can say with all certainty that Basotho are very happy and satisfied with this kind of arrangement.